Welcome to This Is America in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. Each year, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences presents the Academy Awards in Los Angeles, California. The awards are called Oscars. They are the American film industry's top honors. This year's awards ceremony will be held next Sunday. Today, we tell about the movies nominated for Best Picture. We also hear what some local moviegoers have to say about them.
This year marks the 83rd Academy Awards. Nominees and other members of the film industry will gather for the awards ceremony at the Kodak Theater in Hollywood on February 27th. About 6,000 members of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences vote for the winners by secret ballots. Oscars are given in 25 categories. They include Best Actors, Directors, Writers, and Producers, among others.
But the top award, Best Picture, is announced last. Last year, the Academy increased the number of Best Picture nominees from 5 to 10. The change was an attempt to increase interest and gain more television viewers for the Academy Awards show. It seems to have worked. Nearly 42 million people watched last year's television broadcast of the awards show. That was an increase of 5 million viewers from the year before. This year, Academy Awards producers are targeting younger audiences. Actress Anne Hathaway and actor James Franco will host the award show. A new marketing campaign will include behind-the-scenes live streaming at Oscar.com before the show. Viewers will see video from about 30 cameras capturing movie stars entering the theater on the famous red carpet, as well as the control room and press room.
This year's Best Picture nominees include several films based on true stories about a king, a boxer, a website creator, and a rock climber. There is also a psychological thriller about ballet and an animated children's movie. The stars of most of these movies are also nominated for acting awards. One of the most highly praised films of the year is The King's Speech. This historical film tells the story of how Britain's King George VI overcame a speech problem in order to speak to his country during World War II. It deals with friendship and the universal problems of loneliness and communication. The drama has earned 12 nominations, the most of any film this year.
Another film based on a true story is 127 Hours. The film documents the near-death experience of rock climber Aaron Ralston. In 2003, the 26-year-old became trapped in a canyon in Utah. The climber, played by James Franco, spends 127 hours trapped alone with little chance of survival. In order to break free, he cuts off his arm and escapes.
True Grit is a movie based on the novel by Charles Portis. It was written and directed by Oscar-winning brothers Ethan and Joel Coen. It tells the story of a young girl trying to bring her father's killer to justice. It is a remake of a 1969 Western movie starring John Wayne. True Grit is nominated in 10 categories.
Mr. Strugberg?
What is it?
I'd like to talk to you a minute.
What is it?
They tell me you're a man with True Grit.
What's your name, girl?
My name is Maddie Ross. I'm looking for the man who killed my father. The man's name is Tom Chaney, and I need somebody to go after him.
You have a lot of experience with bounty hunters, do you?
That is a silly question. I am 14.
The movie stars Jeff Bridges as the United States Marshal Reuben J. Rooster Cogburn. Newcomer actress Haley Steinfeld plays Mattie Ross. She hires Cogburn to help her find the killer, Tom Chaney, played by Josh Brolin.
The thriller Black Swan is another Best Picture nominee. It stars Natalie Portman, who trained intensely to play the part of Nina Sayers, a ballerina with a New York ballet company. Nina struggles to perform the leading role in Swan Lake while dealing with a controlling mother, played by Barbara Hershey. The film explores the competitive world of ballet that Nina lives in and that threatens to destroy her.
Another Best Picture nominee is The Social Network. It received 8 Academy Award nominations. This film is based on the story of the creation of the extremely popular internet website Facebook. Jesse Eisenberg plays Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. In 2003, Zuckerberg and his friends invented the website while students at Harvard University. The success of Facebook made him the youngest billionaire in history. However, some of his friends brought lawsuits in disputes over rights and ownership to the website.
You're being accused of intentionally breaching security, violating copyrights, violating individual privacy.
As for the charges, I believe I deserve some recognition from this board.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Which part?
The Best Picture nominees includes one animated film, Pixar's Toy Story 3. The children's movie continues the story told in 2 earlier versions. A boy named Andy's beloved toys are accidentally given to a daycare center when Andy goes off to college. At first, the toys enjoy the new attention from children. But they soon realize they are imprisoned by an evil teddy bear. They must work together to plan an escape.
Also up for Best Picture is Winter's Bone. This film was made on a very small budget. The main character, Ree Dolly, is a 17-year-old living in a poor rural area in southern Missouri. She cares for her mentally ill mother and her younger brother and sister. Her father is a local drug dealer who has disappeared. Her family risks losing their home if her father does not show up for court. Ree sets out to find her father and discovers secrets about him. Ree is played by newcomer actress Jennifer Lawrence.
Inception is a movie about dreams. It received 8 nominations. Leonardo DiCaprio plays Dom Cobb, who steals valuable information from people's minds while they dream. His rare skill makes him a valuable corporate spy. He has sacrificed everything for his work. Now he is being given a chance to get his life back if he can complete one last job. This time, however, instead of stealing information, he must plant information in the mind of one man. He comes up with a plan for the inception using a series of dreams within dreams.
You know what I'm offering? You have to let them decide for themselves.
Money.
Not just money. You remember. It's the chance to build cathedrals, entire cities, things that never existed, things that couldn't exist in the real world.
Cobb must now face the question of what is reality and what is only a dream.
Another Best Picture nominee is The Fighter. The story takes place in the 1980s in Lowell, Massachusetts. It is based on the true story of boxer Mickey Ward, played by Mark Wahlberg, and his rise to become a junior welterweight champion. Christian Bale plays Dickie Eklund, Mickey's half-brother. Dickie's boxing career was cut short by his addiction to drugs. So he spends his time training Mickey with their mother Alice as manager. But Mickey cannot win a fight. He decides to stand up to his family and quit boxing.
I'm quitting, Shelley. I'm done fighting. I don't need it anymore.
It's sad that you let them take it away from you.
I was embarrassed. I told everybody I was going to win that fight and get back on track. I'm sick of being a disappointment.
But then Mickey gets one more chance in the ring under one condition. His family has to stay out of his career. The movie is a story of family struggles and relationships between brothers, as well as boxing.
The Kids Are All Right is another movie about a family. Annette Bening and Julianne Moore play a same-sex couple with two teenage children. Their children decide to find their biological father. But the mothers worry that Paul is not a good influence for their children. Paul begins spending more and more time with the family, and everyone's lives are affected.
We talked to moviegoers recently at a theater near Washington to hear about their favorite movies of last year.
But I did see The Fighter and Social Network. I think Social Network could win. The writing was amazing.
That was Erna Atkins from Alexandria, Virginia. She said she liked the movies for different reasons.
The wit of Social Network and the bond of brotherhood in The Fighter.
We spoke with Barbara from Northern Virginia, who was leaving the theater after seeing True Grit.
That was very good. We were just saying that the young girl who starred should have had top billing. She was fabulous.
Yeah.
Michael Claros Sáenz is a member of the United States military stationed in Okinawa, Japan. Michael said he thinks Toy Story 3 could win Best Picture.
It was a great way to end it. You know, just the ending of the third one just made me really sad because I was growing up with Toy Story my whole life. So just to see them being passed on, it was very touching.
Our program was written and produced by Brianna Blake. I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Steve Ember. Tell us about your favorite movie of last year. You can comment at voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.